let me out.
Now, we're going to let someone else out of the bag. We're going to allow Sheriff Mike Heldman to join us this morning. And the sheriff's going to talk to us about how the sheriff's department is reacting to COVID-19. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. You're not allowed to use tear gas, are you?
Why, would you like some?
No, well, if you do, make sure you let me know before you do it so I can step out of the studio. No, Keith is saying...
You've always told me you'd rather have him use a taser on him, I thought.
Yeah, that too.
Well, as we go through this whole thing, the governor has had rules laid down. How do you protect against people encroaching on each other's space?
You know, oddly enough, we've been very fortunate in our county. We've had very little problems, and people are adhering to the governor's request of, you know, keeping the separation and being apart, doing what they should be doing. We've had very few calls where we've had to go out and respond to asking people to disperse or whatever. You know, now after I'm on the radio this morning, people might start calling and saying, hey, my neighbors are doing this, but so far we've had very little problems, and I think people overall, I think, want to stay well. I know there's some people that don't believe in this, but I do believe that most people are trying to do their own things, washing their hands, staying apart, you know, keeping the 6-foot distance, staying at home, being with their family, and trying to work through this situation.
So what do you do, though, if someone is, if you get a call and they say, hey, there's a party going on next door?
We have to respond and check, you know, look at the situation. Our main direction in that point is really from our local county health director. He would be the one, you know, basically we would need to be in touch with if it's a large group gathering or something, and take direction from him and see what they would recommend. If it's a small group, the deputies would ask the people just to, you know, separate and go about their own business and do their own thing.
Is there any fines related to being together, to in not listening and hearing to what the governor is saying? Is there a charge that you can charge people with if they're like a non-essential business and they're operating or something like that?
There is a charge through the municipal court that we could, it's an M3 that we can charge people with if necessary, but I have not heard of anybody in Findlay or Hancock County that has been in charge.
She brings up a point about, we talked about groups, but she mentioned the fact that if there's a business mm-hmm. that continues to run when they're probably classified as a non-essential business, you may be getting reports from employees saying, hey, you know, we really shouldn't be here. What is it? That's obviously a something that you've got to look into.
That's correct. And basically that is, unless we are the sheriff's office or law enforcement is called in, that is the responsibility of the county health department to look into that and investigate that. They have been doing that in Hancock County. They have been doing that. They have been getting and receiving calls, and they have a list, and they keep working off that list and checking out to see if those are proper essential places to be open, and they handle that part of it.
Okay.
How are you handling the jail and with this COVID-19, how is everything working there?
We've had great cooperation with our judges, and we've reduced our jail population. We have 21 in other jails, and then we've reduced our jail here. We've reduced it down into the high 60, low 70 range. And if someone would come into our facility that we knew had or suspected of having, we would be able to isolate them into a certain area. So far, we've had nothing come in. We've had no separations. The staff is our main concern of bringing something in because if the inmates are here, they're not out congregating with mm-hmm. outside world. Mm-hmm. So we need to make sure our staff coming in doesn't bring something in. So every day, every employee walking in the door, whether it be road deputies or correction staff or whomever, they are, you know, go through the questionnaire. The temperature is given. They're instructed to wash their hands and wash their hands frequently throughout the day and maintain a clean atmosphere. We also sterilize the different work areas at different times of the day. And then as well, when people go home in the evening or after they get off their shift, whatever time of day, they're encouraged to, you know, get rid of the uniform here and dispose and put it in a laundry bag, or even take a shower before they go home so they aren't taking those possible germs home to their household.
All right. Well, we appreciate your time this morning, Sheriff. I know it's a real gray area that you have to deal with right now.
If anyone
has... It's truly something different we've never, ever dealt with before. And that's what, you know, it's a learning curve for us. And I can, you know, and the general public, it's got to be very much so, because you hear so many different things on the media and that's coming into us, and it's hard to separate. And each day we have to go through the different emails that we get, so we make sure we are putting out the correct information to our employees and out to the public.
If anyone has any questions, where can they find some of the answers to maybe the frequently asked questions that they may have?
You know, the governor has been good about being very accessible, and you can check out their websites. But also, I try to keep up with different things as things change. And with that, we have been going on our, we have a Facebook page, the Sheriff's Office Facebook page, and we give updates on there. I try to do something once a day or at least every other day. And today we'll be posting what people can do through a video on the mental health side and dealing with all these situations that's going on.
Absolutely. All right, Sheriff, thank you so much for your time, and we look forward to talking to you again.
Stay healthy.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Sheriff Mike Heldman.
Always fun to talk to him.
Yes. He had his radio on.
I know he did. That's okay.
That's okay. Yeah, he's packing heat. He can do anything.
Yeah,
he wants.
That's right.
We'll check the weather forecast.